Yeah, okay. So this is the ski bag. So we've got a pair of touring skis each.
In the garage of a local bed and breakfast, Simon Richardson is sorting through piles of gear spread out on the floor.
You can actually go, we put skins on the base of them, which allow you to go uphill with the skis.
Richardson is an engineer from Aberdeen in northern Scotland. Mark Robson, his friend and adventure partner, is from the city of Inverness and works in IT. The two are longtime friends and experienced rock climbers and mountaineers. They say the wild terrain of the Stikine Ice Cap attracted them to this part of the Coast Range. The Stikine Ice Cap, which includes the ice fields around Devil's Thumb, is known in climbing circles for its technically challenging routes and unpredictable weather. After getting a helicopter ride to the North Baird Glacier on the mainland north of Petersburg, they set up camp and prepare to summit the 7,500-foot Oasis Peak, about 13 miles northwest of Devil's Thumb. But conditions quickly deteriorated.
It was warmer than we expected, and mountains aren't safe when they're melting. There are lots that they're safe when they're frozen. There were a lot of avalanches up there.
So they did what experienced mountaineers do in uncertain situations. They waited, studying the mountains.
So we spent quite a while sat there with a little telescope, just looking to see what was happening, to see the patterns of where things were avalanching and where they were not, and to understand where the sun would come onto a face at certain times of day.
Eventually, they decided there just wasn't going to be a safe way up Oasis Peak. But the change of plans opened up new opportunities. They skied across the ice field to try their luck on a 7,000-foot unnamed and previously unclimbed peak. Though they had decided it was a safer bet than Oasis Peak, they still had to get their timing exactly right.
The big one we climbed, I think we started at 3 o'clock in the morning. And we had a real tight time pressure because we couldn't start any earlier because it wasn't frozen enough. But if we left it too late, the sun got out and then it got very, very soft and quite dangerous.
After the early start, they successfully reached the summit and made it down by mid-afternoon. Over the next few days, the pair went on to summit four more unclimbed peaks, all close to 6,000 feet tall. You can't always know with complete certainty that a peak has never been climbed before, but the mountaineering community actually keeps pretty good track of first ascents, and Richardson says they did their research. To the best of their knowledge, they were the first people to ever set foot on those five summits. Even so, Robson is understated when describing the endeavor.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's quite exciting to stand on the top of something that you don't think anyone's been to before. And I mean, to be honest, just standing on the top of any of the mountains up there and looking across at the view is, you know, it's outstanding.
So these are pulleys.
Back in Petersburg, Richardson says, by all accounts, the expedition was a success.
Yeah, we're feeling good, actually. It's taken a lot of planning this trip. It's a long way away from home, so it's really good to put it all together and, you know, come here and climb some mountains, done it safely, and, you know, we're still friends. And so that's a good outcome.
By now, Richardson and Robson are back at their day jobs 4,000 miles away, no doubt scheming up their next big adventure. In Petersburg, I'm Ari Snyder.